8 o'clock, Rugby World Cup semi-finals on the weekend. It is New Zealand against England on Saturday, and then it is South Africa against Wales on Sunday. And if you missed the news earlier today, Jaco Paper has been shown the red card by World Cup Rugby for his really rather stupid decision to pose with a group of Welsh fans with his elbow up, signalling the red card that he gave to the French player, which reduced the French to 14 men for pretty much all of the second half. So he was not taken into consideration as being part of the refereeing panels for any of the two semi-finals over the weekend. Yesterday's conversation about the rugby, I didn't share too many of them, but there were a lot of WhatsApps about Faf de Klerk and box kicking. My own view, which I have expressed, is that Faf's not doing it because he wants to do it or because he thinks it's he's brilliant at it, or he likes the way he looks when he puts the one leg out and prepares to kick. He's doing it because he's been told to do it. It's part of the Springbok strategy. And Dwayne Vermeulen took the media and the public to task after the winning quarterfinal against Japan over the weekend, you know, saying exactly that. Faf's doing it because he's told to do it, and it's our strategy, and it is working. Somebody who has written about this today, Craig Ray, the rugby writer at Daily Maverick. Hello, Craig.
Hello, John.
I mean, is it working when Faf does it? Because he kicked 17 times from the base of the scrum on Sunday, and look, I wasn't making notes as it went along, but I could only remember two cases where the ball was regathered by the Springboks. The other 15 times, it was squandered possession.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's kicking, and all the top teams are doing it. Every team in the semi-finals kicked more than their opponents in the quarter-finals, and that's just the trend in rugby. It's about territory and playing in the right areas of the field. That's the broad strategy. But then it comes to your point, is how accurately do you do it? How good is your chase, and how good is your contest in the air for the ball? And, yeah, the Springboks aren't on top of their game in that sense. I mean, the All Blacks kicked 29 times and regathered 19 at the weekend. So, you know, that's pretty effective. That's about a 60% return rate for the All Blacks, you know, when you kick the ball, and when you consider their explosive attack from the base of those, you know, once they've regathered the ball in a good field position, that's what makes them so dangerous. But the theory is sound. I think, yes, execution could be a little bit better, but, you know, it's quite straightforward. You want to play rugby in the right areas of the field, especially in a World Cup knockout situation. And you don't want to be running the ball like Australia did against England inside their 22 almost nonstop. And, you know, they got tackled and turned over eventually. And England outscored them 4-1. So the theory is good. I think the execution obviously could be a little bit better.
And one imagines that they work incredibly hard at it. You know, the top-level professional sports people are not lazy, or if they're instinctively lazy, they're not allowed to be lazy. And I'm pretty certain that Faf practices that box kicking for several hours all day, every day.
Yeah, he would do. But, you know, there's a lot of factors at play. I mean, your box kick could be good, but your chases are a bit slow in getting off the mark, or they're too quick in getting off the mark, and therefore they have to check their runs. Or the opposition puts you under a little bit more pressure than your blockers should have allowed. So I suppose there's a lot of variables in the match situation. I'm just not making excuses. I'm trying to find reasons for it. Obviously, Aaron Smith, Conor Murray from Ireland, they're probably the two best exponents of accurate box kicking, if you like. And yeah, Faf could definitely improve that aspect of his game. And I think, you know, it wasn't a natural part of his game 3 years ago. So as a scrum half, although he's been playing scrum half his whole life, I think his kicking game is probably only 2.5 years old, which is probably where he's far behind the likes of Aaron Smith or Conor Murray.
Yeah, Conor Murray, unfortunately, has fallen off a bit. Ben Youngs is another very accurate exponent of the box kick. Because we weren't punished that much by the weaker teams that we played on the way to the semi-final. But if we get it wrong consistently, you know, whether it's Andre Pollard launching an up and under, which goes too far and doesn't give the chasers time to get up on, then, you know, we're going to be punished much more than we would have been punished by the lesser teams, no disrespect to them. So it's even more critical that if it's going to be our game plan, which it almost certainly will be on Sunday, that somehow or another we do it more accurately.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt it has to be more accurate. I think Wales, fortunately, are not a team with a massive counter-attacking threat in the way that Japan or the All Blacks are, for that matter. They quite a bit more cumbersome in many ways, the Welsh team. They play quite a similar tactic to the Springboks, but they don't have as many exciting outside backs as the Springboks do, not to be seen the Springboks outside backs at their best at this World Cup. But so I think they might get away with it against Wales, even being a little bit inaccurate. I mean, you know, the theory is the Boks want to play in zones, and when they're in their 22, it's pretty much either clear it straight to touch or take it through one or two phases to get a better angle on the kick and kick to touch. When they in the opposition's 22, they want to keep the ball in hand and look to score tries. But anywhere between those two 22s, you watch them. They play five phases, and if they haven't gone anywhere in five phases, they're Boks kicking or they're kicking. And I think nothing's going to change this weekend. You know, even if you are turning over possession, if you're turning it over 80 metres from your own try line, it's a much better part of the field to be turning it over at.
And I don't know, thinking about it, Craig, I was yesterday I was thinking in terms of a likely result for South Africa against Wales. I know we've lost against them quite a lot recently, but that's always been end-of-year tours, and I'm not sure one can read too much into that. So I was kind of going South Africa 55-45, and then I read today that Jerome Garcés is going to be the referee for that match, and immediately I made it a 50-50 game. Am I wrong in assigning so much importance to the referee when it comes to South Africa's chances of winning?
No, you're not wrong, John. I just did a little piece on it today. I've been researching it. I mean, you know, referees are such an integral part of the game these days, as we know, and the analytical teams spend a lot of time analysing the referee to understand his foibles, to understand where he likes his authority to be listened to. If it's a break, if he's really strict at the breakdown, you've got to be careful at the breakdown. Some referees like Nigel Owens are a bit more laissez-faire at the breakdown, which is why the All Blacks love having Nigel Owens, and they get him every time, strangely enough. But Garcés has reffed the Springboks 14 times, and the Boks have only won four of those matches, which is a 29% winning ratio. Now, if you think, in the professional era, the Springboks' winning ratio is 62%. Under one referee, their winning ratio is 29%. Over a fairly sizable sample of 14 games, you know, that does tell a little bit of a story. Yes, six of those games were against the All Blacks, but even in the professional era, the Springboks against the All Blacks win 26% of the time. Against the All Blacks with Garcés, they've won 0% of the time.
But I mean, the other story that tells, Craig, is that the Boks are stupid. I mean, if you've had that many games with that series of results and you haven't adjusted your play to escape the wrath of the referee, then sorry, game management poor. Fail.
But perhaps, but I mean, a lot of those clangers that he's made are sort of from nowhere kind of thing. And how do you legislate for that? You know, when he gives a red card to Damian Berlinda in 2017 in Cape Town, which is later rescinded by the authorities, you know, you can't legislate for that kind of thing. But yeah, you're right. Maybe they've got to be a bit smarter with the ref. They've got to take the ref out of the game. I think it sounds simple, but you've got to get ahead on the scoreboard so that Wales are chasing the game, because any team that's chasing the game is more desperate, and the referee does look at them in a slightly different way. And I think, you know, the Springboks have somehow got to get ahead, because the minute you're chasing the game, you're cutting corners, you're getting desperate. That's when mistakes start happening, and that's when refs start pinging you.
Craig Ray, rugby writer at Daily Maverick. Thank you very much, Craig.